Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted to set the levy rate for fiscal year 2022. At the most recent Borough Assembly meeting, the rate of levy of taxes on real and personal property within the Kenai Peninsula Borough for the fiscal year 2022, tax year 2021, is set at 4.70 mils on each $1 of assessed value as determined by the assessment roll. In addition, the levy rates also were set for a number of areas across the peninsula. That includes 2.70 mils for Nikiski Fire Service Area, 3.25 mils for Bear Creek Fire Service Area, 2.95 mils for Western Emergency Service Area, 2.85 mils for Central Emergency Service Area, 3.10 mils for Ketchumak Emergency Service Area, 0.75 mil for Seldovia Recreation Service Area, 1 mil for Central Peninsula Emergency Medical Service Area, 1 mil for North Peninsula Recreation Service Area, 1.40 mil for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Road Service Area, 0.75 mil for Seward Bear Creek Flood Service Area, 0.20 mil for Nikiski Senior Service Area, 0.10 mil for Central Kenai Peninsula Hospital Service Area, and 1.12 mil for South Kenai Peninsula Hospital Service Area boundaries, about 15 miles south to Barber Drive in Nanilchik, including the islands and land in and south of Ketchumak Bay and west of Gore Point, and excluding the city of Seldovia. Originally, the Ketchumak Service Area mill rate was 2.95, but Millie Martin, a member of the Ketchumak Emergency Service Area Board of Directors, said,
"One of the problems we are running into are the volunteers. We simply don't have enough. All five of us voted for that 3.1 mil levy, and we would like that restored. We have not been able to accumulate enough funds to replace what we require. We're going to need two brush trucks. We need a new ambulance, and we're looking for the power gurney. And that's something that's really going to be badly needed."
An amendment was proposed, which passed, that put it now at 3.10 mils, and the resolution passed as amended. The Kenai City Council voted to award a professional services agreement and issue a purchase order for design services for the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project. A request for proposals was released on January 28th, with proposals due on the 4th of March. The city received five proposals. They came from HDR Engineering, R&M Consultants, Stantec Engineering, PND Engineers, and Moffitt & Nickel Engineers. It was determined that HDR Engineering provided the highest scoring proposal and had proven extensive experience with the Army Corps of Engineering projects. An intent to award HDR Engineering was released on March 18th. Scott Curtin, Kenai Public Works Director.
The end of this, we got a very detailed cost proposal from them. The dollar amounts that we have associated in here are essentially covering that proposal. I have a very detailed plan from them that we're very pleased with. It goes through a very defined process. They were very familiar with how they're going to move through the Corps, what steps we have to do and when we have to do them, and who has to be involved in that process, which was a huge asset to me. As far as timeline, we will work over the next week on getting them executed under contract, insurance certifications in place with them, and then that process is going to start pretty quickly. We'll start having immediate meetings with the Army Corps of Engineers. In fact, I think we've got one on the 11th, and we'll get them up to speed right away. I do anticipate, you know, this is about a 12-month deal to get through the entire process. You know, next spring, my hope is that I have before that I can present to you a bid-ready set of plans and specifications that fully scopes out the project in total, that we could, with council's blessing and approval and the support of the Corps, that we have funding, that we could actually go out, formally advertise an invitation to bid for the actual construction.
The proposal will provide for bid-ready plans and specs for an armored rock revetment barrier along roughly 1 mile of the north side of the Kenai River from near the river's mouth to the first cannery. The total purchase order amount is $791,832.68. The resolution unanimously passed the Kenai City Council. The Alaska State Fair announced its concert lineup for the summer. The rock band, based out of Wasilla, Portugal the Man, will be the first to perform at this year's event on August 21st. Other acts lined up for the Alaska State Fair this year include Martina McBride, The Dashboard Confessionals, Zach Williams, and Billy Idol. Tickets go on sale June 11th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.